The U.S. president says that he has asked Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to postpone his trip to North Korea due to insufficient progress on the denuclearization process. In a series of tweets, Donald Trump wrote, "Because of the U.S.'s tough stance with China, Beijing was not helping with the process of North Korea's denuclearization." He also wrote that the trip will take place in the near future, most likely after trading issues with China have been resolved. And North Korea has described U.S. demands for complete denuclearization without any reciprocal action seen from Washington as, quote, gangster-like. Pyongyang has called for guarantees on its security and the removal of sanctions against the country. Joining us out of Leesburg now is Mr. Mike Billington from the Asia Desk of the Executive Intelligence Review. Hello, it's a pleasure to have you back on the program, Mike. Your thoughts, please.
I think it's interesting that he said that he's postponed this meeting until he's resolved the problem with China. You have to put this in the context of the most crucial crisis in civilization, which is taking place right now, in the last century at least. Donald Trump has broken the control of the Republican and Democratic Party machines over the United States. And he has committed himself to bringing this country, the United States, into a close alliance, a friendship, as he puts it, with Russia and with China. Even though he's in a trade fight with China, he considers himself to be very close to Xi Jinping. This is driving the British crazy. And they are doing everything in their power to, as you just said in your last story about the cases that are being brought by Robert Mueller, the special prosecutor against Trump, to bring this president down. They're running a coup attempt under the British Empire to bring down the Trump administration, to stop him from bridging the gap between the United States, Russia, and China. The most important move in modern history, to break the threat of thermonuclear war, to bring our nations together around the Silk Road idea of development. This is what's behind the attack on Trump. Now he, because there's very few people, even in his own cabinet, who completely support what he personally is doing on this, and which my organization, Mr. Lyndon LaRouche, has been fighting for years, to bring Russia and China and India and the United States together to break the power of the financial system known as the British Empire, to break the bankrupt London and Wall Street cartel, and to put together a new world financial systems based on the Silk Road idea of development. So this we have to fight for. We have to defend Trump in this. He, because of the problems around him, has allowed some of the anti-Russia and anti-China stuff to go ahead, like the trade deal and the sanctions against Russia and China and so forth, until after the midterm elections. Because if, in fact, these anti-Trump forces win the elections in November and run an impeachment or perhaps an assassination, some other way of getting rid of President Trump, this world is heading for hell. We're heading for thermonuclear war. And we're heading for global economic disintegration.
But he says, Donald Trump says he's canceling. One of the reasons he's canceling this trip, Mike Pompeo's trip to the north, is because of the U.S. is trying to have a tough stance right now also with Beijing, because China is not playing ball with, you know, imploring the north to break down its nuclear arsenal. My question to you, there wouldn't even been that the meeting between Kim Jong-un and Trump had it not been for Beijing. You know, Beijing was critical in getting that Singapore summit underway.
And Trump knows that. Trump knows that, believe me. Trump knows very well that he is a close personal friend of Xi Jinping. He is not going to take this on now because there is this operation to get him literally thrown out of office through an impeachment if they can take the Congress away from the Republican Party. Not that the Republican Party is much to talk about, but the Democratic leadership is now completely in bed with the British intelligence operations running this coup against Trump. So he has got to try to stop this effort to take over the Congress and run an impeachment. And therefore, he's not going to take moves on Russia and China until after the election, because he doesn't want to disrupt that operation. I'm not saying this is a good idea, but this is the way he's thinking. But the fact that he postponed the meeting with North Korea, as he said, and as you said in your report, until he resolves the trade issues with China, means that he intends to resolve those trade issues with China. He doesn't want tariffs. He doesn't want a trade war. But he wants to find some way of dealing with this vast trade balance and imbalance. And right, that's going to happen, but it's not going to happen until after the election. So focus on the most crucial issue facing humanity today, which is to stop this coup against Trump, which would put people like Pence and others in power, along with their Democratic cohorts who were part of the British operation to bring this world back into a thermonuclear confrontation between the United States on the one side and Russia and China on the other. We must bring these nations together, not against each other, but together to bring about this new world, new paradigm for the world economy and the world social networks.
Thank you for joining us and for your input once again. Mr. Mike Billington from the Asia Desk of the Executive Intelligence Review joining us there out of Leesburg.